T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. We've got the weather we've got for a while. I just want you to be aware of this. Between today and tomorrow, we could pick up 3-4 inches of rain. So do whatever you need to do to make the proper preparations to deal with that. I'm finding it fascinating. Looking around the country, looking at the different activities being undertaken to try and ensure that you and I have been part of an honest election. I didn't know anybody was opposed to an honest election. Well, that's not true. I grew up in Philadelphia. I saw a lot of people from the time I was a little kid till I left Philadelphia involved in less than honest elections. But most of us would like to think our vote counted. Our vote was counted in the proper way. And that just does not seem to be the case. It just doesn't seem to be at all what is going on. Now, I'm going to tell you that one of my my new favorite websites is a website called UncoverDC, uncoverdc.com. Tracy Beans is the editor over there. She was with us before. I'm happy to say Tracy is here again. Tracy, thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. So let me ask you a question. We'll start that way.
Okay.
Being that you know how Philly is, do you think they outplayed themselves this time?
Boy, I got to tell you something, Tracy. I grew up watching people with absolutely no sense of shame. And I'd like to think that they were, as we say in the South now, too smart by half, but they are so corrupt from top to bottom. I don't know. I just don't know. It's one thing to come up with the right number of votes that you need, which is what they've always done. And it's another thing to do it in the face of national attention with people like you actually paying attention. So I don't know. What are you thinking right about now, Tracy? Have they all overplayed their hands?
I really do think that they have, because, you know, we've got brave people coming forward and signing affidavits under the penalty of perjury about what they've seen. And we've got the Secretary of State in Pennsylvania sending out illegal election guidance to all of her BOEs the night before the election. I mean, literally telling them ignore witness signature issues, pass through the ballots, do not exclude any ballots due to signature issues. That is completely contrary to the law in Pennsylvania. Wow. And she wrote it down. She wrote it down and she sent it out. And so, you know, on top of all that, there's all the other stories that we're hearing where poll watchers were denied access to take a meaningful look at anything going on inside the precincts, defying court orders while, you know, the sheriff won't even come and enforce the order. It's absolutely horrible.
It is horrible, but it is, again, as a native Philadelphian, not the least bit surprising. And the idea that she put it down, memorialized it in writing, I'm just going to let you in on a little secret, Tracy. Don't overestimate the intelligence of the folks you're dealing with there, too, because they are, again, it's just corrupt from beginning to end.
You know, it's going to become a problem in that case, because there is something sitting in front of the Supreme Court right now that has to do with that very thing, with counting ballots after or accepting ballots at 3 days after the election. And they were asked to segregate all of those ballots. And, you know, when it comes down to it, there's going to be a way to prove that the post office didn't collect all those ballots that day, which is why that postal whistleblower comes in very handy as a tool to discredit right now for the legacy media. Right. The postal worker said that he witnessed his supervisor scolding a worker for not backdating a ballot that they picked up after Election Day to read November 3rd. And then the media said he recanted that story, but he never recanted his story. They just released today the two-hour unedited OIG interview with this guy. It's terrifying. If this is what happens when you sit in front of an inspector general, it's almost as though he was being interrogated by the CIA for war crimes.
Yeah, and again, as you point out, almost as if he had done something wrong, right?
Yes, absolutely. If anybody, you can hear the manipulation in this guy's voice. You know, it's really kind of chilling. Wow. It's almost like a bad movie listening to it. It was really terrifying to hear. It really was.
Oh, my gosh. Tracy Beans is joining us. Tracy is the editor-in-chief of UncoverDC.com. You used a phrase that a lot of us have been using recently, legacy media. The legacy media types would like you and the folks at Uncover DC to just go away already, wouldn't they? I mean, you're just screwing things up for them.
Certainly they would. But the problem with that is that the American people are not stupid, and they see right through this nonsense. There are 74 now plus million Americans who feel like this election is they're attempting to steal it right from underneath them. And, you know, they're looking to other sources. They're leaving Fox News in droves. They're finding alternative sources for where they get their information. And it's a big responsibility that I intend to fulfill. So I'm glad.
Well, tell me a little bit about the staff that you have working, because clearly we've got these cases all over the country, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan. Do you have the resources necessary to get out there and cover all of this stuff?
You know, it's always a problem. I've been working probably 23 or 24 hours ever since the election. I did a special in Phoenix. We had Kelly Ward come on as they were calling Arizona for Biden. It was really quite a moment.
Oh, wow.
She couldn't believe it. And, you know, we have staff. We do. They're working very hard around the clock, but I could always use more people. I mean, you know, good people.
Yeah.
It's hard to find them out there.
Yeah. Well, do you, when you're talking to intrepid reporters, do you find that there still is that journalistic flair, or has most of it been extinguished by the legacy media types who are saying, look, here's a press release from Joe Biden. Just, you know, retype it and read it and, you know, let's all go home already.
Oh, it's alive and well. It's absolutely alive and well. I've had several journalists who have fled other outlets come to me and look for some, you know, actual place they could do actual journalism. It's happened several times now because people want to be able to do their job the right way. Believe it or not, a lot of these folks that write for these you know, outlets don't like what they're doing, but they're doing it anyway because it's a paycheck. A lot of them love what they're doing and just want to divide the country. There's no question there. But there are some good ones out there still.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. What a sad commentary, though, that journalism, which really used to be such a true and honest pursuit. I've had this conversation with Bill O'Reilly. Just about every time I have a conversation with O'Reilly, he just really mourns what he sees as the death of journalism in America.
The industry itself is going to change significantly in the next, you know, year even. It's already changed quite a bit in the past three, and it'll change again. And, you know, that's where, you know, companies like mine will kind of stand apart because, you know, you get people's trust only one time. If you make a mistake and you don't own up to it, if you don't issue timely retraction, if you don't make sure that the retraction gets more attention than the story did, you're no better than what people have been forced to endure, and they want something better because they want to be able to make informed decisions. And so I'm glad to fill those shoes. Everyone can come to Uncover DC and find some real journalism if it so behooves you.
Absolutely. No, listen, I want to make sure all of my my listeners wind up over there. How long, just go out on a limb here, how long do you think it's going to be until we get some sort of resolution on at least one of these cases proceeding through the courts?
Well, we're getting a recount in Wisconsin now. We're getting a recount in Georgia. I would say the Georgia recount may be first.
Okay.
And then Wisconsin shortly thereafter. And actually, I misspeak, because maybe before all of that, we will get a Supreme Court ruling of some kind, or at least a next step from them. I have to assume this week. I'm surprised they haven't done it already. Yeah. So it's going to be a trickle. And again, there's still another, 40 days or so, 45 right. days until yep. December. So.
Yep. Yeah, it is absolutely it's a troubling time. It's a fascinating time. I do wonder where we wind up after this. You know, in the year 2000, it took us 37 days to deal with the Al Gore matter, and everybody at that point who were Democrats said, "Hey, let's let it play out. We just have to take a breath and see how it goes." And now, of course, it's how dare you even have an independent thought? It's just ugly.
It is ugly, and you know, I'm interested to see how the unity message plays when this thing flips around the other way.
Yeah.
I highly doubt that. You know, people are taking the boards down off their windows. That's a telling sign of who is responsible for civil unrest, and it's not conservatives. So
right.
let's see what happens.
You're absolutely right. Well, listen, Tracy, I want to make sure everybody goes to uncoverdc.com, and I really would love for us to set it up so that we can get you back on as regular a basis as you're able to accommodate, because, I just think the work that you and your team do with that website is first rate, and I want to make sure it is in front of my listeners.
I appreciate that very much. I'm happy to come on whenever invited, and just, I was saying all day today, radio is where it's at. It's the only place the American people are getting truth. So thank you so much for doing that for everyone.
Oh, well, thank you, Tracy. That is Tracy Beans. Again, she is the editor-in-chief of UncoverDC.com. UncoverDC.com. If you have not checked out UncoverDC.com as of yet, I would urge you to head on over there. Tracy and her team really are doing the journalism that needs to be done, the journalism that most people thought was being done. It's good stuff. So anyway, we'll have Tracy back for sure. And I know I'm over here, but I've got to say congratulations to Joe Moreno. Joe Moreno, who, as you know, is the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, has a beautiful, beautiful family. And one of his daughters was just saluted today at the Virginia War Memorial for writing this amazing essay. She won the essay contest for middle school. And we're actually going to have her on the air with us in the next couple of days. I want to give her time to decompress and deal with the travel, because they're headed back to D.C. But what a proud moment, obviously, for Joe and his family. And for those of us who maybe are not family, but we're only a half step removed, we are always proud of Joe and that beautiful Moreno gang. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.